grateful to this afternoon to be back and able to come to worship and worship him in spirit and in truth. And I commend those who are here, been here all day. We had a lot of activities going and you're still here. You have committed to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And if you're visiting with us tonight, you're a very honored guest of the audience, and we pray that you will enjoy the message this afternoon. Most importantly, that you would apply it to your life as a Christian. If you're not a Christian, that you'll simply believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he suffered, bled, and died for you. And then upon believing that, be baptized for the remission of your sins. Amen. And the Lord add you to the church. We had a good day, didn't we? Wonderful day. Wonderful day in the Lord. And a lot of great things going on with the OMS program today. And a lot of positive things happening with the youth. I was in there with them. And so we're just grateful to see we're off to a good start in 2018. Amen?
Amen.
With that in mind, I want to, for a few minutes tonight, Brother Stroud, I'm going to outdo you. Yeah, I'm going to outdo you. But as soon as I get my back surgery, y'all going to be getting them long sermons again. Now, don't go pray that I don't come. My sermon ain't success. My surgery not tomorrow. I'm going to pray, Brother. But I thought this afternoon I would put some thought on our theme that was submitted to us by Sister Jeanette Williams, and she was the winner. Normally I win, but we had someone else this year. That's unfortunate because I like to win, you know. Wonderful thing, though. And I attached some Psalms, the 37th division, to it. Commit to the King in 2018. Commit thy way unto the Lord, verse 5.
Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
Yeah.
And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as a light, and thy judgment as the noonday.
It's something you'll be able to see. Let me define commit for us to give us the thought I want this afternoon. That's a Hebrew word, to roll upon. Webster, we use commit to give, entrust, or charge to. We committed to someone. So the Bible is talking about to roll that upon another.
Okay.
So what you're doing is you're committing your way on the Lord. And it comes from a metaphor. In Palestine, they would camels were load-bearing animals. They would carry the load, but the camel would squat down on all four until he was loaded up. And once he loaded up, he was able to carry the burden for his owner. This term, way, in this text means a path. For us, it means our life. He'll bring it to pass if we load it on him and then trust in him. Okay. That makes sense?
Amen.
So when we say commit to the Lord, to the King in 2018, we mean we're going to roll our life and commit it to him as our King, as our Savior, and trust him to get us to heaven. That makes sense?
Amen.
So I want to just name some things that we can commit to in 2018. To commit to the King, you first got to commit to seeking the kingdom first. Seek ye the kingdom first, because in the kingdom you'll have a king, and the church is the kingdom, and the King of Kings is the King. One of the sisters, when I was talking about how when I talk about afternoon worship, if you are committed to the King and you are seeking first heaven, then worship in the afternoon is not a problem, because that's your priority. And when that's your priority, you have committed to the king, and you're going to serve the king. So the first thing, the second thing, after you commit to the king, then you got to commit to, number one, worshiping the king. And worshiping the king, you can commit to being on time to worship. Okay. You can commit to singing in worship. You can commit to praying in worship. You can commit to giving right in worship. You can commit to hearing his word preached and receiving it in meekness in worship. You commit to focus on God as the object of your worship. Next one. You can commit to serving the king. Serving him in the ARM program. Serving him in the SRM ministries or the serving ministries. You commit to serving him and being active and participants in the ministries. You can commit to stand in form so you can serve when needed to serve. You commit to checking your emails and text messages and group me and group me and group me. Especially leaders. The lead group leaders ought to be actively communicating to the ministry. You are their leader. You are their encourager. You ought to provide them spiritual guidance. And in the group me, you can reach a bunch of them at one time.
Amen.
Next, commit to listening to the words of the king. When you come, to hear. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. But you can commit to hearing the word that you may be more studious. Commit to coming to all Bible classes. Commit to study before you come to Bible class. Commit to study before you come. And teachers need to commit to be prepared to teach them when they come. And when you teach them when they come, if we got a book talk about looking at the man in the background, then you don't want to teach something on a man on the moon. What are you saying, Brother Brooks? The teacher must study the text or the subject that we gave them, and the students ought to study and come to the class to be able to dialogue on what they all studied. But if a teacher teach a man on the moon and the students study a man in the background, they're going to lose their students. Commit teachers to be faithful, to be a student of the Bible yourself and study to be a great teacher in the kingdom. Next, you commit to glorifying the king. How do you do that? By being a soul winner, by attending personal evangelism class, by being an encourager,
amen,
by being a supporter to winning souls. Brothers can commit to be strong leaders for the king. Sisters commit to be strong sisters for the king. Commit to not speak if you don't have nothing good to say. Amen. And bring glory to God. Commit to attending spiritual fellowships such as the home to home or other events that we have. Bringing glory to God by living as a Christian, and when someone see how you live, God gets the glory. Commit to loving the king more. Commit to loving him more by keeping his commands. Commit to loving him more by loving God for what God done and loving Jesus for giving his life. Commit by loving your brothers and your sisters. You may have had something done wrong to you over the last year, but you shouldn't be walking around not speaking, shucking people off. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
You should be loving your brother and loving your sisters. Amen. This is to those who believe they can go to heaven by ignoring and not speaking and not being nice Don't believe you bring glory to God by doing that. You commit. When you love God, you'll love your sister who wronged you or you felt wrong. If you love God, you'll love your brother. Amen. If you love God, you'll love the church. And when we love the church, we love everyone in the church. Amen. Commit to loving the King more by loving the gospel. Don't lose your love for the gospel. The gospel story of the death, burial, and resurrection and the suffering of our King. We commit to the King and let the gospel affect our lives. Holla Heights. We can commit as a congregation. Commit to preaching. Stay committed to preaching sound doctrine. Stand sound in worship. Commit to serving our community through the relief efforts. Commit to being a brother's keeper in the programs that we have. Commit to being a loving congregation. So when people come in, they feel the love. Commit to being a welcoming congregation, knowing that our doors swing on welcome hinges. Commit to staying unified in unity as a leadership group, as the brothers in Christ, and as the sisters. We stay unified to bring God glory. Stay as a congregation. We can commit to our goals, commit to our pledges, commit to our vision that we've casted for this congregation. Commit to honoring your ministries that you signed up for and honoring the goals we set for the congregation. Commit to help us with our number one priority, and that is to take the ARM program to its maximum potential. Amen. Leaders must be committed. All leaders must be committed. All sisters must be committed. All of our members must be committed. Children, stay committed to the King by, number one, obeying your parents. Number two, being a good Christian. Number three, being a good example. Commit that you won't be another statistic, that you will be the child that people can look to and they can say, that is a child of God. He's committed. She's committed to the King. Our youth, you can make the youth program as good as it can be, and you'll reap the benefits by being a participant, engaging, giving your input in group me, start the talking, rally up the church of Christ. You help the church. You are our future. We need young elders coming up, young preachers coming up, young wives of husbands, of them leaders and men, and good Christians coming up with our children. We can do that through our youth program, but we can't do it without our youth. We got to have our youth involved to make us a strong congregation. And the most important thing is found in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 18. Where Peter says this, wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing and as unto the faithful Creator. Paul told Timothy, 1 Timothy 1:18, this charge I commit unto thee, that thou might fight a good warfare. Commit your life. Commit your soul to God. And then to fight the good fight of faith by obeying him. Hopefully I've given you some things to think about.
Amen.
That you can commit to. And if you're here tonight, you're not a Christian. You need to commit your life to the Lord. Roll it upon him. Give it to him. By hearing how he suffered, bled, and died. Suffer for you. That's called the gospel. How he hung between two thieves with nails in his hands and his feet. And he hung there that you might be saved. He died on that cross. And they buried him. And he resurrected with power after suffering. And he gave the command to go in the world and preach the gospel. He committed that to us. To take that to the world. Roll it upon him. And Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw men to me. How you do that, brother? By hearing the gospel, by believing, Acts 15:7. by repenting, Luke 13:3, confessing him to be the Son of God, Matthew 10:32, and then by obeying him in baptism. And the last step after obedience is to live faithful unto death. Lord, I want to be a Christian. You ought to want to be a Christian after all God done for us. Jesus committed. And Isaiah said it like this. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with him his stripes
are we healed.
He was the camel that stooped down to take on the sins of the world.
Amen.
He committed to us before we ever committed to him. Hopefully, not only has this been a short sermon, but it's been a good one for you to consider tonight. If you're here tonight and you want to come, you actually do it as we gather, stand, and sing.